And suddenly, seemingly from nowhere, but actually through tiny, tiny incremental steps, one after the other every day, I was living in a life that I loved, that had joy in it, that truly felt hopeful and optimistic and energized. It was happening. And that is when I knew that C.R. Snyder had absolutely underlined and underpinned what hope was and how anybody can get it into their lives today. Hello friends, and thank you for joining me for the Way Forward podcast, brought to you by me, Fliss Goldsmith, and Co-Design Coaching, where we create your optimal life together. Hello, super duper awesome humans, and welcome to the Way Forward podcast as ever. I am so glad that you are here. And I am thinking back to part one of this two-parter on hope, which was really a definition exercise as well as a little bit of a reflection exercise on what hope is and where it can show up or not show up in the form of despair and hopelessness in our lives. If you have not listened to that episode yet, I would love for you to go back and listen to it first so that you can absolutely squeeze every bit of goodness out of this episode. It will enable you to have the foundations to really, really put what I'm about to talk on into practice in your lives and ensure that you get the best possible outcomes from it. So as always, if you can make yourself comfortable or get yourself into a state of mind where you can take in as much of this as possible, that would be great. And then we are going to dive straight in to our hope exploration and adventure and get tooled up, get the kit together on how we can get more hope into your life. Last time I mentioned the work of positive psychologist C.R. Snyder, Rick Snyder, and I said that discovering his work had absolutely changed my life. And that is true. It changed my life for the better. And so I am going to explain to you how that happened. And I'm going to start with his definition of hope and how you generate more hope in your life. So Rick Snyder said that hope is the belief that the future will be better than today because I believe in my ability to make it so. And with that, he explained that hope can be sought out, hope can be harnessed, and hope can be used for positive outcomes. In essence, it's a teachable skill set that anybody can use and practice to make changes in their own lives for the better. He breaks this down into three parts: goals, agency, and pathway. Goals, agency, and pathway. And you need to have those three things in order for hope to be present in your life. So let's take a look at each one of these in turn and understand what we mean by that. So goals, this is your goal setting opportunity. This is where you say, I want this to happen. And I'm going to use a really simple example and go back to what I used as an example in the first part of the podcast, which was going on a family holiday to Spain next year. I hope we go on a family holiday to Spain next year. So your goal there is the holiday itself. And you need to get really clear on this. You can't just throw it out there as family holiday to Spain sometime next year. So I would get specific with this and I would say, okay, I want a family holiday to Spain. That is where we want to go. So that is specific, but I want it to be measurable. Some of you will know I use SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound goals. So I would have it as something measurable. So I would say, okay, I am going to have a holiday in Spain next June. So I have, that's the measuring stick that we have to get there in June. It would have to be attainable. So I would have to break down the financial possibilities behind that. Is it realistic? Is it something that we can do? You know, are all of my family happy to go on holiday to Spain? You know, if we had somebody with long-term health concerns like I do, that might not be possible. But actually, for me, a short holiday to somewhere that's not long haul is possible. So family holiday to America? No, that wouldn't at the present time be possible with my health concerns. Family holiday to Spain? Yes. And is it time bound? Yes. I have given myself a marker in the sand of where, when we're going, and I need to get a time marker down for the deposit to ensure we are going. So that's me quickly cantering you through setting a goal. Do I have agency? What do I mean by agency then? C.R. Snyder says we need goals, agencies, pathway. What is agency? Agency is simply your belief in your ability and your capacity to do the thing you want to do. Do I believe that I can engineer a family holiday to Spain next year? Do I feel I've got the capacity? And that comes from a place of motivation. Nobody's going to give me that. I have to motivate myself into a place where I believe that I can get us to this family holiday to Spain next year. And I will come on how to do that a little bit later on in the podcast. And so finally, P is pathway. And pathway is simply a way of getting from where I am today, sat at home watching the rain fall outside my window, but also looking at a beautiful double-headed camellia tree, from here to the family holiday in Spain next year. So what's the pathway? How do I get from here to there? And that is where we talk about thinking pragmatically and practically. I need to save a certain amount of money for this holiday. I need to go to the travel agents and talk to them about the holiday options and look at hotels. We need to book the flights. I need to ensure I can save up enough money on a monthly basis to pay for the holiday. These are all pathways to the holiday next year. So in order to have hope for the family holiday to Spain next year, I need the goal, which I've then broken down into a specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound goal. I then need the agency. I need the belief that I can make it happen and that I have the capacity to carry that through. And I need to have planned the pathway, and sometimes multiple pathways, because things can go wrong along the pathway where we then need to change course. Maybe it's that flights are looking so expensive that actually we decide on a different way to travel to Spain, or perhaps flying and having an on-land family holiday to Spain is going to be too exhausting for me with my health concerns. So we have to reroute, and we're actually looking at a cruise to Spain next year. But that's another pathway that still makes the hope of the family holiday to Spain happen. So that's something that is worth, you know, using. But I actually used this gap generation, I'm just going to skip back because I realized I've called it gap generation because that's what I call it, goal agency pathway. The gap generation, which is actually what I came up with for it. It's not something C.R. Snyder cites. I've just rejigged his letters a bit because I think he goes goal pathway agency, which would be GPA. But I like gap. So the generation of the gap, G-A-P. I used gap generation in the hardest time of my life. And I want to just take you through that because I want you to know that you can use it not for just joyful things like family holidays, but you can use it when you feel that there may be no hope left in the world. And my gap generation moment, very first time I used it, was in, well, not in, but in the months and years following the loss of my dad when he completed suicide in 2019. And I was at my absolute lowest and numb and feeling completely in despair and in the trenches of hopelessness. But when I discovered the work of Professor Snyder, I was able to tether myself to something concrete, to this idea of goal, agency and pathway being something that could pull me and lift me out of the worst trauma, the hardest, most gut-wrenching, sickening point of my life, which, you know, had taken a toll on my mind, on my body, on my soul. But I used this as a motivating factor to tether myself to something, to literally lever myself out of the today, knowing I could engineer a more positive tomorrow. And my motivating factors at that time were quite simply my children, my two beautiful, beautiful children were my motivating factors because I had to keep getting up and keep going for them, even when I felt like I just wanted to stay in bed and give up. They motivated me to get up and keep going. And so I thought, okay, if they can motivate me to keep going, they are giving me the agency here. They're literally handing me the agency. So I'm going to create some goals and I'm going to start tiny, I mean, teeny weeny, minuscule. So the goals were things like cook the kids' tea, wash the kids' uniforms, walk them to school. You know, this was simple stuff, but they were goals. And the kids were giving me the motivation to believe in myself that I could do it for them. And so I literally just found myself at a place of thinking, okay, if I've got the goals and I've got the agency, then I just need to reverse engineer some pathways here. I just need to work out, how do I get from feeling like I can't get out of bed to washing their uniforms or cooking their dinner or walking them to school? How do I get from here to there? And I thought, right, okay, I am going to work first on some affirmations. And for those of you who have never used affirmations, email me, send me a DM on socials, because I have some affirmations freely available to you that I will happily give to you that can help you to up your own motivation and belief in yourself and capacity to, you know, get towards your goals. So I started with simple affirmations. These were things like, I cook delicious and nutritious meals. I am a mum who gets my kids to school on time. I have the capacity to wash the clothes each day. And I would repeat these to myself as I was, you know, boiling the kettle every day, as I was hanging up the laundry each day, as I was washing my face or taking a shower, just repeat them, repeat them, repeat them. Because neuroplasticity says that our brains love to rewire themselves when we tell it something often enough. And so I just kept doing it. I just kept telling myself these affirmations until I bloody believed I could do it. And the pathway then became me getting from here to there. So I would work out, what time do I need to get up in the morning to ensure that we have the time to walk the 20-minute school run? What foods do I need to eat to ensure I have the energy to do that? How can I do my shopping in an easier way to ensure I've always got nutritious food ready to cook for their dinners? Oh, I'll take it online. Then I'm not going to worry about meeting people when I feel low. How do I ensure that I have got the time in my day to wash the kids' clothes? Okay, let's set a reminder in my phone to do it. So here I was, goal set, agency nailed, pathways set out. And then that was it. I was doing it. I was getting up in the wake of my father's suicide, feeling like my life had ended. And I was cooking beautiful dinners that were healthy and giving everyone energy. My kids were at school each day and I was taking a walk with them, which in turn helped my mental health. I was doing the things that I said I was going to do. I was hearing the ping of that reminder on my phone and I was washing their clothes. And here I was. And you know what? The days became easier. The goals became slightly more ambitious. The affirmations became bolder and more consistent and constant. And suddenly, seemingly from nowhere, but actually through tiny, tiny incremental steps, one after the other every day, I was living in a life that I loved, that had joy in it, that truly felt hopeful and optimistic and energized. It was happening. And that is when I knew that C.R. Snyder had absolutely underlined and underpinned what hope was and how anybody can get it into their lives today. I'm sorry if I was getting a little bit emotional there, but I'm sure you can understand as well that that is a journey that was a slog, and that the joy that I felt coming out of it, knowing that it was possible to have hope again, was absolutely huge. So, does emotion have a role to play? Because I've set out that, you know, hope is actually more of a cognitive thing. It's around thoughts that can be harnessed rather than it being an emotional thing. But actually, I don't want to take away the role that emotion has to play in hope, because although hope starts with your thoughts, your cognition, your goals, and your thought processes, it actually has an emotional component. So if you think about it in this way, if you're someone who can come up with realistic or multiple pathways, if you can think up those pathways and have those cognitive processes, you're probably going to feel more optimistic and energized and even happy. So then you're going to believe in your ability, your agency to actually do the things you want to do. And ping, suddenly we're feeling more hopeful. And again, conversely, on the flip side, if you're unable to think up any pathways or change tack if things go wrong, then you're going to feel pessimistic, tired, gloomy, frustrated even, understandably, which then results in low motivation, and that negatively impacts your belief on your ability, your capacity, your agency to do something. And again, we find ourselves in the pit of hopelessness, or at least a state of low hope. So yes, it's cognitive. Yes, it's emotional, but it's not one or the other, it's both. And it's a cyclical, impactful thing, which is why it is absolutely 100% important that we get it right. And when we can't get it right, we go back and we try again. It is the continual practice that makes people more hopeful people. So why should we do it? Why bother? I mean, is it just a thing where Fliss is banging on about, let's all be a bit more hopeful? Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it? But, you know, I've got a busy life and I haven't got time for it. Nah, it is not that. I'm telling you this so that your busy life can be better. Maybe less busy, but doing more. Yeah? I mean, whoa, that's nice, isn't it? Isn't that a goal? It has been scientifically proved that people who are more hopeful are healthier physically and psychologically. They achieve more. They are more confident. They are more satisfied with their life. They experience more joy and they live life with more ease and less stress. Okay, sign me up, please. I'll have a bit of that. So that is why we're doing it. That is why we are doing it. So I just want to say to anybody listening, you know, if you have ever thought, oh, I really want this to happen, but I don't know how to do it. Or, oh, life seems really difficult and I just want the future to be better, but I don't know in what way specifically. I just want it to feel easier. I want it to be better. Or if you know what you want from the future, but again, you're not quite sure of how to connect all those dots, how to lay out your goals, agency, and pathways. This is for you. I am talking to you, and I can't imagine there's anyone listening who's going, no, that's not me. I've got it all ticked off. I know exactly what I'm doing. Thank you very much. Because I certainly didn't, and certainly don't. I mean, I'm still working on it. I didn't, you know, win the Hope Prize. That's probably actually a prize somewhere. But I didn't, you know, tick a box and it's done. It's continual practice, but it's a joyful practice once you know how to do it. So if this is you, what I would like you to do, here's some tips for you to take away right now. Set your goals. Now you can do that working with a coach like me or somebody else, or you can go online and look up SMART goals or life wheels or any other kind of goal setting technique that you feel is good for you. There's a variety out there. Set those goals. Number two, you need to work on your agency, which is your capacity and ability to do the thing you want to do. My top tip here is to start with some affirmations. You can write your own. If you're new to affirmations, again, work with a coach or go online and have a route around how to do that. But basically, you need to write it in the present tense so that it is something that is true now, even if you don't feel it's true now. So going back to my examples, I cook delicious and nutritious meals. At that time, I wasn't. I was trying to survive on takeouts for myself. You know, the kids were getting fed, but it could well have been better. So I cook delicious and nutritious meals. It's in the present tense. It's specific and it's short, so you can put it on repeat. So get working on some affirmations that help you feel more connected to your goal, and you will up your positive energy. You will start to feel more motivated, and that will then in turn increase your belief in your agency and your capacity to achieve your goals. And finally, work on your pathway. So you see where you are now, you know what your goal is, you need to connect the two. The what's, the what are you going to do to get from here to there? What do you need to do? You can do that in small chunks. It's better to have small chunks that you do one part, then the next part, then the next part, rather than just a wishy-washy big, well, I'm going to save money to get to the holiday on Spain. No, I need to save £100 a month for the next so many months in order to pay off the deposit. I need to do that by this point in time. And keep yourself accountable. I literally have a board in my bedroom that has little micro goals on it that make up my bigger goals so that I am ticking them off. And if they don't get ticked off because something went wrong, life happens, my health fails, you know, I afford myself a bundle of compassion and we reroute. We don't get disheartened because I've still got this ladder towards the end goal, this pathway. So I know that I can engineer another pathway that will work when things go wrong. But literally have something you can look at. There, it's visible to keep you on track. So set your goals, work on your agency and create your pathway, and you will be generating your own gap that will get you out of this feeling of despair. It is your gateway out of hopelessness, and it is your gateway into a feeling of hope, a more joyful future, and the belief that tomorrow can be better than today because I have the capacity to make it so. All right, let's hear it. I want people shouting that back at me. The future, the tomorrow can be better than... I'm just going to start that again. I'm so excited. I believe that tomorrow can be better than today because I have the capacity to make it so. Oh my goodness. I'm a little bit worn out now. I feel like one of those American preachers when they really get into it. But yeah, okay. So I think, or at least I feel, that that will have given you an insight, certainly into my passion around people being more hopeful, but how to actually do it, how to actually make it a thing, the bricks and mortar for you to go out there and right now start breaking down the things you want to do and having more hope in your life for a better future. And if you are ready to really, really get granular on that and to embed it into every area of your life, this is a speciality of mine as an emotional well-being and empowerment coach, because we know hope is all about empowerment. I work with people one-to-one on this and, of course, all the other areas of your emotional and mental well-being. Just send me an email. It's hello@flissgoldsmith.com, or you can catch up with me on Instagram or Facebook @codesignwithfliss. Send me a message. Let me know what you thought of the podcast, because I love your feedback. And tell me what areas that you really want to look into, dive deep into, and empower yourself to make an actual living reality for yourself. I am so thrilled that you joined me, and I hope that these two parts of the Hope podcast will make a real positive, impactful difference in your life. That is it for today. I am off for a huge mug of tea and several biscuits. It's not Jammy Dodgers today. I have to tell you, I'm back on Garibaldi's, mainly because I think the raisin count in them would make up at least one of my five fruit and veg a day. Just being honest. But that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Now we know more about hope, and now we know the way forward. Thank you.